This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
W3.
I'll just give you a rundown of boats that are starting in this race. At the top of the line, we've got the combined Hughes Hall and Lucy Cav boat, the W1, those two combined, followed by Spice W2, Queens 2, and Trinity Hall 2, who went down yesterday. Corpus Christi 1 and Pembroke 3 both rode over yesterday. And then following them, we've got Cat 2 and Selwyn 2. After that, Gertner, then Maudlin 2, First and Third 2, Murray Edwards 2, Emma 3, Newnham 3, Sydney Sussex 2, Clare Hall 1, Fitz 2, and then the sandwich boat, which is Homerton 2, after they finished of W4 earlier this afternoon. The boats at the moment are still by the side of the river. They haven't crossed the middle yet, so I think we've got another couple of minutes before the race actually gets going. It's pretty windy here. I think I may have peaked too soon. I took my jacket off and now it's getting a bit blowy, but no rain as yet, thankfully. It looks like they're rowing. I didn't hear the cannon, but yeah, there's rowing happening. That's exciting. Okay, so Hughes and Lucy have got off to strong start. No, not too much drama at the moment. Everybody looks like they're pretty confidently pushing forward. A nice strong line, very central position on the river from the Hughes Lucy boat, and they're looking very good at the moment. About a boat and a half length between them and Christ W2, who are following them. And then following them, the Queen 2 boat. And again, everybody seems kind of on point. There's not too much like shifting space between these boats at the moment. Although, as Lucy and Hughes go into the first corner, the Christ boat is taking a slightly tighter line around the bend and has closed the gap on them to about half a boat's length at the moment. And there's about two boats between Christ and Queen behind them. Then a big gap between Queens and the Tit Hall boat. Tit Hall looking a bit, not as shambolic, that's a little harsh, but not as perhaps uniform with their rowing action as the boat further ahead of them. So they might find themselves under a bit of pressure from the Corpus Christi W1, who look absolutely fearsome. Yeah, they have closed that gap right down. I'd be very surprised if they don't bump, if not on this corner, then very short after. That's Corpus Christi W1 coming up on the Tit Hall W2. No concession just yet, but the coxswain's looking rather nervously over her shoulder. Ben, anything happening with you yet?
Yeah, the boats are just coming round now. I can see the blue blades here. Hughes Hall, Lucy Cab, I believe that would be. Pursued hotly by Christ W2. Christ took a very nice line around the first corner of the gut. They're coming, they're a little bit slow. Hughes have kind of recovered slightly. But Hughes looking incredibly tired. The bow slumped over a little. But they're recovering nicely as they come past the barges around the grassy corner. And they've opened it up again to about two boat lengths lead on Christ. Behind Christ, we can see Queens. I can't see Tit Hall or Corpus, which means that Corpus W1, those fearsome ladies, have bumped up on Trinity Hall W2. I can't see Pembroke or Cat either. The next thing I can see is Selwyn W2, so it must be Pembroke bumped by Cat, Tit Hall bumped by Corpus. Steph, over to you.
Yeah, I'm a tiny bit confused what's happened here, because we've had three boats stop, which I don't think is how it's supposed to work, is it? So they bump in pairs. But Selwyn have pulled over to the side here. St. Cat's actually having a bit of a nightmare pulling over to the opposite side of the river and crashed into the hedges. I don't know if they possibly had a malfunction. I'm going to try and find out what's going on. There's a third boat kind of hunched in the middle of the river. They're just holding their oars up as high as they can, so trying not to cause obstruction to the other boats who are now racing past them. I'll go and find those boats to see what's happened. But as I can see, Selwyn 2, Cat 2 and another boat are out of the race at the moment. Emma are now coming around this corner, closely followed by Newnham. I'm going to walk down and see if I can find out what's gone on. So what's happening with you at Brassy?
Okay, fantastic. Well, at the moment, Pembroke 3 going past me. Sorry, I completely called it incorrectly. Cats didn't bump Pembroke. It looks like, if anything, Selwyn may have bumped Cats. Pembroke going past me now. Blade height kind of just about holding together, looking tired. But they've got a long, long row over. Behind them, the next boat I can see is Maudlin. So, yeah, that three-way tussle between Cats, Selwyn and Girton going to cause problems. The next boat I can see after Maudlin appears to be pink, so that would be Emma, which suggests then that Murray Edwards 2 have bumped up on first and third 2. First and third then very much on for the spoons. I'm going to throw over to Emily at Ditton Corner. Emily, can you see anything?
I can indeed. Murray Edwards, the Lucy Cavendish Hughes Hall combination have just passed, comfortably ahead of the following boats. We then have Queens following Christ, and they're putting them under quite a bit of pressure. We've gone down to about three quarters of a length coming around Ditton Corner, and they're all slowing down massively as they hit the headwind. So we'll see whether Christ get pushed back onto Queens. It's looking likely. Let's pass over to Tim on the long reach.
It's Adam on the long reach here. The boats are moving fairly slowly around the corner as they go into the headwind. It's really windy up on here along reach. I can see the oars of the Hughes Hall Lucy Cavendish boat looking fairly comfortable, but behind them that crisis.
Sorry, yeah, there's a massive carnage about to happen here at Grassy. Newnham going past me now, but behind them a three-way tussle. Sydney Sussex attempting to evade Claire Hall, who are also attempting to evade Fitz. Who is going to bump whom first? We've got overlap, double overlap, it appears. I'm going to say Claire Hall, probably going to bump Sydney. Oh, no, I complete. No, there's a concession. That's really going to tick off Fitz, because Fitz had overlap with Claire Hall. Fitz have now crashed into the cox. The cox of Claire Hall now has her hand on Fitz. Sydney have just stopped completely in the river. And we've got Homerton 2, the sandwich boat. Not really sure what they're going to do. There's just about space for them to pull around. It's as if they're in some kind of multi-story car park. It's that kind of awkward steering that we're talking about. Sydney are now rowing away. Claire Hall and Fitz are both in the middle of the river. Fitz are going to be annoyed. Because Fitz can't really be bumped by Homerton 2. There's just been a hold up here. So that's the bump then. Claire Hall on Sydney Sussex W2. Fitz 2 and Homerton 2 have just stopped in the middle of the river because of the blockage. Not quite sure what's going to happen there, whether they'll be awarded technical rowovers or whether there will be a bump. But we'll have to wait and see. Emily, what happened on Ditton Corner?
So I didn't see what happened to the Queen's Christ's little sandwich. But I've currently got Emma rowing past, fairly comfortably, looking a little bit tired, it has to be said. But next behind them, we've got Newnham, who are quite a few lengths behind. So it's looking like two rowovers there. Let's see what Adam can see on the long reach now.
Yeah, Adam. So we've got quite a close freeway fight going on at the top of the division with the Hughes Hall Lucy Cavendish boat, the Christ boat and the Queen's boat, all within about half a length of one another at the moment. But I think that, yes, Hughes Hall appear to be just staving off Christ here, who in turn will just about stave off Queen's. So it should stay all the same at the top of the division.
Okay, well, keep us posted on any developments you see, Adam. Here at Grassy, there's lots of boats just sat in the middle of the water. Claire Hall are very happy. They put some ribbons in their hair. Not foliage this time, but ribbons are now in their hair for that bump they've achieved on Sydney Sussex W2. Still floating, still not quite sure what's going to happen with Fitz W2 and Homerton W2. Those last two boats are kind of held up at the back of the division. I'll go and talk to a marshal and try and find out what's going to happen there. Emily, anything happening on Ditton Corner, or is that pretty much all the action that you've got?
All the action has left Ditton Corner now. The only company I have is a dead fish.
Oh, dear. Never mind. And Adam, any more confirmation on the three boats at the top of the division? What's going on in the long reach?
Well, the Hughes Hall boat has definitely pulled away from the Christ boat at the top. But the Christ-Queens battle, it's ended all the same at the top of the division. All three boats are rowing over fairly comfortably. And there's a huge gap back to where Pembroke are. And I can't quite see the boats after that. So, yeah, it's looking like there'll be no more bumps to report here at Long Reach.
Okay, thanks very much, Adam. So, I'm here at Grassy, and I think I can basically give us a rundown. Now, Fix are pulling away, looking like they're about to row home. So, I don't think there's going to be... I think they've both been awarded technical rowovers then, Fitz W2 and Homerton W2. So, let's call the division then. So, Hughes Hall, Christ and Queens all row over at the top. Trinity Hall bumped by Corpus Christi W1. Then we've got Pembroke W3 rowing over. We're still not quite sure what
Adam
with St. Cat's W2, Selwyn W2, or Girton W. Adam, yes, sorry.
Yeah,
Adam,
sorry. What's
happened?
It appears that the Magdalen W2 boat has just about to bump the Pembroke W3 boat for what would be a massive bump up between three boats. And yes, that has happened. So yeah, I don't know, like an over bump and a half there, I suppose, depending on what happened between Girton, Selwyn and St Cats in the middle of the division.
That's really bizarre. So, Steph, have you found anything more out about what's going on between St Cats, Selwyn and Girton?
Hi, yeah, I'm here at First Post still. I've been speaking to the boats and their crews on the bank and the marshals, and unfortunately nobody seems any the wiser about what's going on at the moment. St Cats were convinced that they had bumped up on Pembroke, but behind them, Girton were wildly celebrating and thought that they had bumped up on Cats. So I'm not entirely sure. I think we might have to talk to the marshals after the game, after the race is finished, in order to try and establish what's going on, because at the moment, nobody knows what's going on. The marshal just shrugged at me and said, "Don't you just love bumps?" So I don't know.
Okay, so no one actually knows what's going on there in the middle of the race, because it would appear then that Magdalen have been allowed to row on and kind of over bump and a half on Pembroke, which is a very bizarre state of affairs, and we'll definitely need some confirmation from the marshals on that. Let's read the results then. Again, so Hughes Hall row over, Christ row over, Queens row over, Pitt Hall bumped by Corpus Christi. Now, Pembroke W3 were bumped by Magdalen W2 on the long reach, except that's technically impossible in bumps, and it's only been allowed to happen because St Cats, Selwyn and Girton all pulled over. Marshals don't even know what's happening with those three boats. I'm sure when Adam goes down to the results tent, we'll find a bit more confirmation on that. Elsewhere, first and third W2, bumped by Murray Ed's W2. Emma W3, Newnham 3, row over. Sydney W2, bumped by Claire Hall W1. And there's Bits W2 and Homerton W2, awarded technically Steph. Any more news?
Yeah, I just got confirmation that Cats W2 were awarded a row over and Girton did get the bump on Selwyn.
Okay, so does that mean then that we've got a very, this has never happened in bumps before because it's technically impossible. So in the middle of the division then, I'm not even sure the Cam FM server is going to be able to accommodate this. Pembroke W3 were bumped by Magdalen W2, and in between them then, St Cats W2 row over and Selwyn W2 bumped by Girton W2.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
I do have the latest results here. It's been a bit of a strange division. We've had results that you wouldn't normally see in the bumps, and in fact, I thought was previously impossible. Now, Hughes Hall, Christ, and Queens all rode over at the top. Corpus W1 were bumped. Trinity Hall W2 were bumped by Corpus W1, and then it all gets a little bit strange because Pembroke W3 had a 1.5 overbump. They were overbumped by Magdalen. But the reason this is strange is because St Cats, who were rowing behind Pembroke, got a technical row over somehow. Behind St Cats were Girton and Selwyn. Girton bumped Selwyn, and somehow Magdalen overtook all those three crews, not just two or four, to bump Pembroke. So if you look at our site, bumps.camfm.co.uk, you can see how that strange line layout has come up on our site. Murray Eds have bumped first and third. Emmanuel W3 rode over. Newnham W3 rode over. Clare Hall W1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex, and Fitzwilliam W2 rode over, as well as Homerton W2, the sandwich boat. So they'll stay in the W4 division for tomorrow.
May bumps.
Cam FM.